This is Travel with Rick Steves, and we're exploring the world's backyard with film producer Mike Day. Mike, I love nature documentaries. I can just watch them forever. And tell us about practicing mindfulness Jane Goodall style.
Oh, what an amazing experience. Jane Goodall has institutes in different countries around the world, and we were going to pitch the idea of an IMAX film about her and updating the research that goes on at her research site on the eastern shore of Lake Tanganyika. And we went in to make our pitch to the Jane Goodall Institute Canada, headquartered in Montreal. And when I say we, it's because my museum in St. Paul, Minnesota was partnering with a great museum in Sudbury, Ontario, Science North. And the head of that museum and I went in, and I remember we got 30 minutes to sort of make our pitch. And I purposely pulled up a chair right next to Jane Goodall because I figured, well, if they don't, you know, buy into our project, at least I can say I sat next to Dr. Goodall for 30 minutes. And what was interesting was while we were making our pitch and there were questions and answers, you know, going on, Jane sat next to me and she just simply held on to a video box that we had brought of a film we had done on the Ring of Fire. And she kept looking at the pictures on the back. And at the end of half an hour, and she hadn't said anything, as we got up to leave, she put her hand on my left forearm and she said, "Mike, I travel around with symbols of hope and I need something from Mount St. Helens. Say some plant material that tells the story of life's rejuvenation at Mount St. Helens." She didn't say please. She didn't say can you. She just, in my moment of mindfulness, suspending my immediate judgment, I came to realize I had almost been anointed now to carry out this mission for Dr. Goodall. Well, we called the plant biologist at Mount St. Helens. We got the material. I work in a museum. We mounted it on acid-free paper, put it in a little frame. I got her travel schedule. She was going from Washington, D.C. one night to Fargo. The only way you do that is to go through the Minneapolis airport. This is in the days before TSA when you could go to gates to see people off or meet them. I went to her gate. I sat down next to her and handed her what she told me she needed. And she put her hand back on my forearm and said, "Mike, now let's talk about making that IMAX film."
What a story. What
a magical moment. And off we went and we made this film and we got to update the science that's going on now at Gombe, the park, wow, the national park in Tanzania, where there is the study of wild chimpanzees that's still going on today.